Morning, everyone. It's a sunny Wednesday morning. Cool here. The air's cool, but the sun has cleared through the har that was hanging about. And now it's just blue skies. And the last fluffy wee bits of har are drifting like a balloon skywards and diminishing as they elevate. But it is a beautiful morning, and the wee... That's Little Wren. Isn't that a fantastic song from a wren? Oh, for such a tiny bird, it's ear-piercing. Lots of baby wrens about my garden as well. Baby blue tits this time of the year. If we could be waking to that song every morning. Oh, and the sunshine. But I've just come outside with a wee cup of tea. Actually, it's a big cup of tea. Oh, excuse me. And such a lovely morning. And before I came out, I've been catching up in some audio booze, as I did last night, so I think I'll do a mention. Good to hear that Jacqueline is back online with her BT Saga broadband. Great to hear she got it sorted out. It's also good to hear that Kevin at the Shot Shoot has got his audio boo app. Uploads sorted out. That was good. It's always a nuisance when you get gremlins like that and you can't figure out what's wrong. I think Simon and Yana and the kids are going off on holiday, according to his boo this morning. Well, no, it wasn't. It was a cake he sent me. Well, didn't send me the cake, but he put a cake up. Regarding that, I think they're going off on holiday, and I hope they get nice weather. And of course, Acrobat, Rob and Puari are, I believe, still on holiday. Sure they're in a cottage somewhere. Paul O'Mahony's back from France. And it's always good to hear Paul, no matter where he is. My opinion. I love his stuff. As I do everyone, of course. Paul's just so... what's the word I'm looking for? Profuse. Oh, it doesn't matter. I can't think this time in the morning. I need more tea. As I stand here in beautiful sunshine. Oh, it's warm against the wall here. Who else? Well, of course we know Nick is back at work. And but still maintaining his hangout. And I'm sure he may actually welcome some time away from the chair. It's a big task, it's a big ask to put yourself there. So many times. It's like being chained to that chair, as it were. You know, he set it up, he made the obligation. And I'm actually quite glad he's taking time off, because we can still hang out with him if we wish. Even though he's not there, it doesn't matter, he's still there in mind and thought and spirit. But I'm sure he's maybe a little bit glad to get away from the chair for a wee bit. And they've got a new system now, which is great. So, I can't think of anyone else that... I'm sure there's many more things, but at this time in the morning, trying to remember all the good things that's happening. And that's what I've been trying to compile in my head as I came out. Just, what can I remember about the good things that's been happening with people over the past few days. I'm sure there's much more. I think there should have been a large mug of coffee, not a large mug of tea. But it's such a beautiful morning, I just thought I'd say hi to you all. And I hope you're having a beautiful morning as well, wherever you are. Friendly gardener has come down to see me, Mr. Blackbird, just a few feet from my feet. Loves his porridge in the morning. Loves making a mess in my garden as well. That's why I call him the friendly gardener. He's not so friendly. Yes, you. He's eating his porridge and looking up at me. You, I tidy the garden up, I brush your... I brush your mess that you make every throughout the day back into the borders, and as soon as my back's turned, you dig it all back up again, looking for some goodies. It's an ongoing task, keeping up with the blackbird. I think he does it on purpose. You wouldn't believe a bird would know what you're talking about. He looks at me as if to say, yes, you know. But it's great to have friends in the garden. Usually we Rocky and the Robin. Usually he's down. I've seen him come over and sit on top of my spade or my fork. And I'm still standing there, and I'm not joking. Can't get close enough to put my hand near him, but such a brazen little character. A beautiful morning. But I have to go.